Now today, friends, we come to this very awe-inspiring 13th chapter of Revelation. And we have introduced to us here now the two last personages of the seven that were introduced to us actually by the seventh trumpet. And we had five of them introduced to us in chapter 12. The woman, that's Israel, the red dragon, Satan, the child of the woman, Christ, Michael is the archangel, and the remnant, that is, the 144,000 that were sealed of God, are going to make it through the great tribulation. Now, here is where the action is when we come to these personages. Here is revealed to us the great warfare that's going on between light and darkness and God and Satan. And we see it manifested as we draw to the end of the age during the great tribulation period. Now, these final two performers are brought before us, and one is the wild beast out of the sea. He's both a political power and a person. That's in the first 10 verses. Then verses 11 through 18, we have the wild beast out of the earth, and he's a religious leader. Now, we are going to look at these, but there are a few preliminary remarks I would like to make. These two beasts are presented to us as wild beasts. That's the literal translation. Now, it's bad enough to be a beast, but to be a wild beast compounds the injury. Now, there's much disagreement among reputable Bible expositors as to the identity of the beasts. Some consider the first beast to be a person, while others treat him as the last form of the Roman Empire. Some treat the second beast as the man of sin, while others consider him merely as the prophet or the John the Baptist type for the first beast. Now, these difficulties, I think, arise because it's impossible to separate a king from his kingdom. A dictator must have a realm over which he rules, or he's no dictator. Though it's difficult to distinguish the two, it seems that the first beast is the Antichrist, the ruler over the restored Roman Empire. Because in chapter 16, verse 10, we are told there, the throne of the wild beast. So I would judge from that there's somebody to sit on that throne, and that is the beast that is here, but he wouldn't be the beast if he didn't have the empire. Now, after determining the identity of the first beast, it's not really difficult to identify the second. He's a man, the false prophet, the religious leader who leads in the worship of the first beast, and he is Antichrist also. We'll see that. Now, there's another view being held today that Antichrist is a denial of the person of Christ rather than an actual person. In other words, Antichrist is false doctrine rather than a person yet to be revealed. And I think we can answer that, by the way. The explanation, I think, is found in the meaning of the preposition anti. It has two usages, anti-Christ. Well, anti has a meaning of over against, and the second meaning is instead of or in place of, and it has both meanings in Scripture. And actually, John, not in Revelation, but in his first epistle and also in his second epistle, he mentions the Antichrist, and he's the only one that uses that designation. And I think that we can see both of these characteristics, the one that is against Christ and one that imitates Christ. And Antichrist is both. And how can you have it all in one person? Well, we're going to see that. And I'd like to take just a moment to turn to John and see what he has to say. We've looked at this before when we started 1 John, but we'll look at it rather briefly now. In 1 John 2:18, the first reference, he says, "Little children, it's the last time." That is 1,900 years ago. We've been in the last time a long time. "And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists by which we know that it is the last time." Note here that John not only says there's going to be an Antichrist, but already in his day there were many Antichrists. Now, what was the thing that identified an Antichrist? Well, will you notice what he says in 1 John 2:22? He says, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ?" He's Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, Antichrist denies the deity of Christ. He denies him. He's against Christ. And we see that he is the enemy of Christ on the earth. In the fourth chapter, John's going to tell us some additional facts concerning Antichrist. He said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. By this know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, of which we've heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." In other words, any person or any group or any book that denies the deity of Christ, that's Antichrist. Now, I'm very frank to say that I consider the play Jesus Christ Superstar is Antichrist. It's against Jesus Christ of the Bible. And I think that any minister today that denies the deity of Christ, he's Antichrist. He's against Christ. Now, over in 2 John verse 7, John says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ cometh in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an Antichrist. Now, Antichrist is a deceiver. He pretends to be Christ and he's not. And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said, that there are going to be many that'll come in my name saying I'm Christ. And you're to test them, because every spirit is not a God. You need to test the spirits today. And I think a great many people that get all worked up and wrought up in these little groups. You better start testing your little group. You better start testing the little cult that you're in. And instead of being a super duper saint, you may be following an Antichrist, actually. So that the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24:24, "For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Now, there will arise false Christs. That is, they'll be able to perform miracles. Now, this last beast is really a miracle worker. He's an Antichrist. And we're going to see that the first beast is political Antichrist. The last beast is religious Antichrist. You see, even the devil can't put it all together in one person, and I think there are two persons. These two beasts here are Antichrist.